I tell you what, sometimes I can't help thinking if, you know, agoraphobia for the win in some ways, because I'm just having so many weird times on the streets of Dulston at the moment when I'm walking Poppy. Back from the park, we went past a takeaway on Shacklewell Lane, really nice Chinese takeaway. The people in it have been there years, they're really friendly. The food's really great, they use all fresh ingredients, there's none of nothing tastes anything other than straight from the wok. Plus they're really friendly. Anyway, that's the backstory really. Inside there was three people who'd been doing a photo shoot. Two of them guys that might have been transvestites, I don't know. I don't really think it's important in the circumstances. It's simply that they were dressed really glamorously and really impressively in women's clothes. Stunning enough to have slotted right into a kind of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert scene, the film, not the stage play, which I don't think I could handle. Anyway, this guy literally walked, some guy walked past me. I was standing outside with Poppy waiting for, I'd only ordered a sausage, actually, I just fancied a snack. And this guy went past me, went in and proceeded to assault both of them, both of the fellas dressed up. Hit them both, walked out mumbling something about laws in this country and all that. Went immediately into the shop next door, and I looked at him, but unfortunately, the way I am at the minute, I was kind of having my own little panic attack at the time, thinking, oh geez, what is going on? You know, I've been scared of coming out here for so long, and I don't want to keep coming out and having the dog attacked or muggings going on or whatever's happening. But anyway, I sort of looked at him. I wasn't consciously thinking, right, I've got to get a good look at this fella now, because I just wasn't in that frame of mind. And, you know, one thing I vaguely remember from my studies years and years and years ago doing psychology was the nature of eyewitness testimony is that really they're a really unreliable source. They've been proven time and time again to be basically just so influenced by people's perception of a situation that, you know, and the immediate aftermath and that they're unreliable at the best of times. So here's me standing there thinking, well, I think I've just been panicking the whole time. Anyway, I sort of looked inside the shop and said, are you all right, blah, blah, blah. And there was a couple of other people in there, they were consoling. And the guy then came back. And I sort of tried to get a proper look at him then, but you know, it's like a really weird thing. You feel like you're looking at him and getting a good picture in your mind, but it's a bit like asking directions from someone in the car. In the if you're like me, you tend to nod your head a lot, smile a lot, and then say goodbye and think, "What the fuck did they just say?" So it was a bit like that for me, because I hung around because there wasn't. There was me, there was the three people that were together, and then there was the people who run the place and their delivery guys. And so there was not many witnesses, and so I thought, well, I'll stay around and just in case I'm needed, because we phoned the police, and the police all turned up. And I gave as much information as I could, but, you know, you just, as you're saying it, you're thinking, well, was it a blue or was it a black top? Or was it really a white T-shirt or was it a grey T-shirt? Or was it yellow or was it just light? Or was it in fact just me kind of like looking at several people at once as it was all going off, and I've meshed their images into one? I feel pretty useless about the whole thing. And they were it was horrific. I mean, they weren't, unfortunately, there was no blood. There was just a very, very hard, violent punch to both people. One of them lived opposite, literally, was obviously completely freaked by it and left, went back to their flat. And the other one stayed and called the police and kept strong, really remarkably strong, you know, considering like bigoted sort of xenophobic ignorance that was displayed and the violence that was displayed. Let's just hope that they find the guy walking around. He wasn't that distinctive. He was just very aggressive. And